She'd only just made it outside and was marveling at the fact it was still daylight when it felt as if she'd been inside the hospital for at least an entire day when a noisy, very, very old truck pulled up in front of her. In seconds, Kai was out of the cab and opening the passenger side door. Ready with a wheelchair, Laurel helped Kai ease his father down into the chair.
"Mr. Vong, I've heard a lot about you,"
Laurel said, smiling at the man in the chair, who couldn't be much more than 70 years old. With wide eyes, Vong Sr. tried to smile at her, but his eyes were watery and his breath short.
"Bay 1 is ready,"
Laurel said, heading for the entrance as Kai pushed his father's chair.
"We'll give him an ECG, then determine treatment. Did he lose consciousness?"
When Kai didn't immediately answer, Laurel spoke a little louder.
"Dr. Vong, did your father lose consciousness?"
Shaking his head as if trying to physically shake free of the worry that was grabbing hold of him, Kai managed to say,
No, he didn't. We were playing golf. He just went down. He said he'd been feeling unwell all day, but he didn't tell me."
As Park helped Mr. Vong into a bed, Laurel put her hands on Kai's elbows and met his eyes.
"Do you need a minute?"
"I'm fine, Laurel. Because if you need a minute, that's..."
"Dr. Rivera, he's crashing!"
Park yelled from behind Bay 1's curtain. An alarm began to sound.
"Start CPR!"
Laurel and Kai spoke at the same time, but Laurel pushed in front of him.
"Hold compressions."
Laurel glanced at the monitors. Nothing changed. Behind her, another alarm sounded, except this one was different.
Was it the fire alarm?
"Okay, let's shock him."
As she grabbed the paddles, she was aware of the noises behind her escalating. Talking, some shouts, phones ringing, as if every single person in the hospital was getting a phone call at the same time. Her own phone buzzed in her pocket.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
"Charge on three. 1, 2, 3. Clear."
Now another alarm.
What the hell was that?
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
"On three. 1, 2, 3. Clear."
The monitor didn't change.
"Laurel."
Kai stepped forward, his jaw tight and his face gray.
"What the hell is going on out there?"
Laurel yelled.
"Charge to 300. 1, 2.
Before she could say three, the lights went out.